You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, a look back at the year 2021. Stay tuned.
I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage.
Namaste and welcome to another edition of Live, Love, Engage. And you may not tell from my voice, but I am Gloria Grace Rand, but I've got a bit of a cold, sinus congestion. I'm declaring it is not COVID, even though my husband has tested positive for it, but I'm calling it congestion, and that's what I'm sticking to. And I'm doing pretty well, actually, all things considered. And I just want to wish you a happy new year, a little bit early, but this is going out on New Year's Eve. So I wanted to be able to do that first and foremost. And blessings on all of you who have been listening to me, you know, whether you're a new listener or whether you've been listening since I started this podcast 2 years ago, this version of the podcast anyway. And I really wish that 2022 will bring you all the joy, happiness, and abundance you could want for yourself, because I know for many people, 2021 has not been the easiest of years. Sorry, I'm going to sip some tea as we go along here too to make sure that I continue to have a voice. Yeah, it's been tough. And you know, I know a lot of people have lost people they've loved, you know, family members or friends. And in fact, I had a dear coach that I was working with who actually, I believe it was earlier this year, we recorded an interview with her, and it's Marty Ward. Check out that interview with her if you haven't yet. But we lost her to cancer earlier this year, and it came as such a shock. And she was a true light in the world. And I, you know, miss her tremendously. There's been other people as well that I know through networking circles and business. So yeah, it's been a tough year. And as we are getting to the end of the year, lovely, our pandemic is still around with us. We're still dealing with it. And I'm hearing a lot of people that I know coming down with it. And as I said, my husband got diagnosed with it because he had a bunch of people in his office were diagnosed with it. So that's why he got it. But again, I'm not declaring that. I'm not claiming it. And this is something that I think is important, that even I know we're going to get to a little bit more of the review of this past year. But one thing I just want to point out to you, and this is something that I really believe and have come to believe, is that our mind is totally, totally powerful. And whatever we feed it, it will take that on as truth. So this morning, just to give you an example, so I woke up again this morning a little bit congested. So it's like, okay, my throat was a little wonky. So I went ahead and gargled with some hot water and salt, because that's a really good thing. I mean, my mother used to tell me, you know, swear by that when I was a kid, and that's what she recommended. So this is a tried and true remedy, and it did help. But I also did, I've been of late getting back to the practice of Reiki, which is something that I first was attuned to Reiki. Oh gosh, it's probably over 10 years ago now. But I did it for a while and then kind of let it lapse. But I guess it's been about a month ago or so now. I went ahead, even though they say you don't have to get recertified in Reiki. Once you're attuned, no matter what. However, dear friends of mine were doing the certification, and they were also getting into, as part of this, to explaining about chakras. And I was really intrigued by it. And I thought, I want to get recertified with them. And so I did. I went through the process. And so every morning I've been doing Reiki self-healing on myself. So this morning, as I was doing that Reiki, not only was I doing that, but I was also, as I was treating myself, I was repeating over and over again to myself, I am healthy. I am whole. I am, what did I say? I'm healthy. I am whole. I'm in perfect health. Yeah. I really wanted to get that point across to the universe that I'm okay. And, you know, if my husband wants to say he has COVID, that's his prerogative, but I'm not claiming that. No, it's a little sinus congestion. It's probably my body's way of saying that I need some more rest, which I know is something that Louise Hay would say. And for the better part of the day, I really felt pretty good. I mean, I was still doing things like putting a bowl of water, hot water, on my kitchen table, and I put a towel over my head and I was inhaling steam, and it helped. It really did help me get through the day. And so, of course, now it's the end of the day as I'm recording this podcast. And again, my voice has gotten a little froggy. I should have recorded this morning, but I was also in a workshop all day today, online workshop. And so I didn't have time. Anyway, let's get back to the year in review. That was what I teased today that we were talking about. So 2021, despite its challenges, has also been a really great year for me personally and professionally, because in February, I was able to realize something that I have first gotten the idea of doing 5 years ago. And that was I saw the publication of my book, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. And that book came about, the idea for that book came about just a couple months before my sister passed away from cancer back in 2016. And that book was something that initially the idea for this came to me during a meditation. I was just meditating as I'd been doing every morning. And this thought popped into my head that said, you should write a book about love. And I went, that's crazy. Where did this idea come from? I write about online marketing, which I was doing at the time. And yet for some reason, I played with that idea. I went on my computer and started typing about what could I write about love. And then love turned out to be this acronym. So that the L stood for let go and let God. The O was open your heart to receive. The V was value your uniqueness. And the E was embrace your divinity. And I didn't do a whole lot more with that because unfortunately my sister got really ill and I had to spend some time with her and then she passed. And I really didn't seriously sit down again to write the book until, let's see, about 2 years later. Really seriously was writing it all through 2019. And then 2020 was when I really finally finished it. And the reason it took me so long to write, because what I initially thought was just to be this personal development book and to offer people strategies, turned out to be a lot more memoir than I had intended. And I realized also in the process of writing when I was working with my coach one day was that it finally hit me the reason why I was given this idea to write. And it was because I needed to learn the lessons that I was writing about for myself. And really the subtitle for the book, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself, that didn't even occur to me until 2020. I went through several different iterations before that, because it really took me until getting the book done to really understand, or I would say 80% done, to really understand that's what the book was about. It was about how I stopped doubting myself and started being myself. And now that's what I want others to be able to do as well, because I do believe that we are all created in God's image. We are spiritual beings living a human existence, and we are meant to have joy and love in our lives. And we're not meant to be doubting ourselves and second guessing. And we're just meant to go out and be ourselves, however that looks for you. And to just be this wonderful spiritual being that we are. So that was early in the year. I was able to publish that book on February 21st, which was my sister's birthday. And it was just divine timing, because it was 2/21/21 was the published date. And I knew that was also the reason why it took me so long to get it done. But I also worked on a TED Talk, which I have not given on TED stage yet, but I will one day soon in 2022, I will start applying. And it's taken from the book. So it's a lot about what happened and how the book came about. That's what the TED Talk is about. Sort of also about a lot of synchronicities that have happened in my life. And so that was one thing. And what else? Let's see. I actually did get to speak at a conference this summer when things were opening back up again, which was nice. And I've also had the opportunity to interview some amazing guests on this podcast over the past year. So if you are either new to the podcast or you've missed some of those episodes, go back in and check out some of them, because we've had all sorts of wonderful people on the show. Everyone from, you know, marketing coaches to inspirational speakers and just a lot of wonderful folks who've been offered tips on how to have a better relationship with your money, how to have a better relationship with your body. In fact, one of our most popular episodes was one that was released back in April with Jessica Hefner, who offered a sort of a spiritual way for a weight loss. So it's just been an incredible year, and I'm really so grateful for all of these amazing people that I've been able to have on the show. And there's more yet to come, let me tell you, because I have quite a few episodes that are already in the can, ready to go for 2022. And so you'll be hearing from some amazing people coming up here as well. Oh, and the other thing that I've been up to this year, as I said, I've been really working on deepening my spiritual journey, I guess you could say, and really tapping into some spiritual gifts that I have. And where 2020 was a year of really creativity for me. I wrote songs last year, something I hadn't done in a long time. But this year was really about just exploring new things and continuing. I've been doing something called light language channeling, which I did, I think, a year ago, actually, on this podcast, and which I intend to be doing more of in the coming year. And I've also, as I said, I've been doing Reiki, and I've also been, actually, I'm taking a course right now on chakra healing. So I'm doing a lot of inner work, and this is something that I want to be able to help my clients in the coming year as well. Because one thing I've learned in running my business for the last, well, let's see, I went started in business in 2009, is that a lot of my challenges, shall we say, in business really came about not so much in the application of, you know, I've been doing SEO copywriting, and I knew how to be an SEO copywriter, but the business part of it, I wasn't quite as successful as I wanted to be, mostly because I didn't have the mindset for it. And that's been what I have been really spent actually about the last 5 years working on is my mindset. And I've come to a place now where I can own my uniqueness, or I do value my uniqueness, and I am really able to own my value. And that's what I want to do more of now in helping other people do, because I think where a lot of entrepreneurs in particular, they do get tripped up is that they deal with a lot of self-doubt. They're not confident. And we deal with a lot of, you know, we're afraid to raise our prices because we're afraid that we may not be able to get our clients or be able to get new clients because we're pricing ourselves too high. But that's a myth, frankly, because actually the higher your rates, it seems like that actually makes you more appealing and that more people want to work with you. Anyway, let me tell you one thing about what I intend to do next year. And is that you're going to be hearing more from me because you may notice that I've been doing really interview style podcasts. Earlier in the year, I did some solo episodes and then I got out of doing it. I guess I was having just too much fun doing the interviews, but I realized that I want to be able to share more of me with you. And so my intention, most likely starting in February, will be I'll be doing an episode probably every other week. And what I intend to do in those episodes is to share with you, number one, the daily word from Unity. The daily word has been something that I have been reading for years. And if any of you follow me on Facebook, you may know that occasionally I do Facebook Lives where I read that day's daily word. And it's a real good way to start the day. It's an inspirational message. And every day they pick a new word. So, you know, it could be like love or forgiveness or peace or joy or pray for others, things like that. And they'll have a message and then they have a scripture reading. So my intention will be to share that with you and then also share my interpretation of what that day's reading means, you know, how I've applied it in my life or in my clients' lives and how you could be able to then do the same. And then after that, I intend to share some light language with you as well, because light language has really made a tremendous difference in my life. I've done this with some different clients over the year. And I actually was at a retreat recently where we all had to share a gift. And so one of the gifts I shared was light language for the group. And I got really wonderful feedback from that. So that's going to be something to look forward to in 2022 and I'm committing myself to do it now because I've said it here. So hold me to it. If you, for some reason I don't do it, feel free to, you know, message me. You can find me on Facebook at Gloria Grace Rand. You know, you can hit me up on my website, which is gloriarand.com, and hold me to it if for some reason I don't do that. But that is my plan. Next time you hear from me, I know I will be back to my 100% strength. My voice will be better, and it'll all be good. So thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for listening. I so appreciate you listening, and I encourage you to tell your friends about the show. If you know someone who wants some inspiration, who wants some tips on how to grow their business with more impact and to be able to have a good influence in their sphere and to be able to do it from a place of joy, recommend the show to them. I would love for you to do that. I would love to see us get out there more in the world because, as I said, I'm going to have some great guests on the show in 2022. In fact, maybe I can even give you a sneak preview as to who's coming. Let me see if I can find that real quick. Yeah, there's lots of folks, but you know what? I'm not going to be able to do that. So it's okay. I think that's going to do it for today. And as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.